Ich means you make a hole in the wall. So for a small hole, you chai. Shrashi, v'chol ha-kodich really is amanas l'malish. You're making a hole, amanas to fill it up soon. Litzkoye bo yesed, you want to put a peg in the place, you want to put a nail there, so first you make a hole, then you put the peg in. V'shaloy l'malish is kori noikiv, but you don't plan to fill it up, just leave the hole, an open hole is usually called a noikiv, a stama hole. Zemur. So the Mishnah says, "V'koydech yichayiv." Smart. Vishleim of the Rav. Vishleim, according to Rav, that says if you make a hole in the chicken coop, yichayiv is mechse command dechar churta lebinyana. It looks as if you're making a hole now to make a binyan. That's why yichayiv. So Rashi, Vishleim of the Rav, do you man nekev heavy binyan? If you make a hole in the chicken coop, that's called a binyan. Is hainami binyanu? Who adin kodech means making a hole in the wall to fill it up with a peg soon, but just making the hole right now is also called a binyan. V'yafa pi shemalenu zekrashi, harei hoya lebinyan shekodech achur. A kol point, if you're making the hole in the wall, it's called you helped, you did something, that now you can finish it off by putting the peg in. But making the hole is called a melechas binyan. So according to Rav, it's good kodech is called binyan, because just making a hole in the wall is called a binyan according to Rav. Ela lishmuel, but according to Shmuel, that learns if you make a hole through the chicken coop, you only chayi mishumak of the patish, but as binyin, you potter, fred gemara here, lav gemar malachu. By making a hole in the wall in order to put a peg, making the hole is not the gemar malachum, because you have not to put a peg in there. You making the hole by itself is not the gemar malachum. So how can you chayi here? Then you make a hole in the chicken coop, yichayiv, because that's the makav patish. That's the end of the chicken. That's finishing off the chicken coop. But here you're making a hole in the wall. I'm not to put a peg in there. Lav gemar malachu. That's not considered the gemar malachu. And the Gemara, Hocha v'mayaskinon. You know what the case of Kodesh is chayiv in the Mishnah? The Bezia Beramtsa de Parzala. How do you make the hole? You knock a peg straight into the wall. V'shafke v'gavei. And you leave the peg in the wall. Tahainu gemar malacha. And echlami, that's the gemar malacha. He's putting a peg into the wall. That's gemar malacha. And echlami, it's not a chosh v'binyin. You didn't create anything new. But I'll call upon him, Yechayim Shemak Mepadish. Trashi Baramza the Parzala. Then there's Samir Oruch. You have a long, like need a nail. Shel Barzal, a long metal nail. Vishavka Begavei, Litleshbo. You like bang a nail in the wall, and you let the nail stay on the wall. What purpose? To hang. You use it for hanging. You want to hang your coat up. You hang your hat on the nail. So putting the nail into the wall, that's a Issa Binyan. So here Shmuel's also maskim. I mean, here Shmuel holds it's not our binyan, but here it's called makav patish because you finished what you wanted to do. But the Mishnah says zeh klal something that's miskayim. So the Gemara zeh klal asuya mai. What's the chiddush of dover hamiskayim? So the Gemara asuya dechak kapiza bekaba. I mean, you had a big piece of wood, a solid piece of wood, and you hollowed out the small measurement called a kapiza. And you can use now this wood as a measuring cup for a kapiza. It has the size of a kapiza. But really, the wood itself is big and thick that you could have hollowed it out to make a bigger size, to make the size of a kabo. So I would think that now that you only did the kapiza, it's not miskayim, you're going to mistam hollow it out further to make a bigger cup, to make a big measuring cup. Kamashma, no. If you leave it with the smallest shear, even though there is size enough in this wood to hollow it out more, but the way it is now, it's useful, and we'll say yichayiv. Shrashi, techak kapiza bekaba, the goylim godel, a goylim means a solid piece of wood. Haroya lechakak boykab, that's right to hollow out the measurement of a kav. Chokak sholish lugin. You only hacked out the size of gimel lugin. Even though there's enough shear to make it bigger, without some people leave it the way it is, for this alone, yichayiv. Right, the Mishnah ends off with Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer. Ha-makir berkunas ha-lasadin. If you bang your hammer on the flat piece of metal, for that yichayiv. For the Gemara Maikovit, what are you doing? So we're not talking about you finishing off the kli. And the hammer itself was finished before, like you're using the hammer. So what's the malacha now by banging the hammer on a flat piece of metal? The more rabbi of Rabbi Yosef, Darma Tavayu, Mifnei Shemam and Es Yodei. Hey, by stand banging the hammer, you like get in practice. Your mom and you practice your hand to know how to bang well. So if you're learning how to bang. So for learning how to bang, that's the malacha. Fred Gemara, Koshu Bo B'nei Rachbo. The Rabbi Rach asked the Makash, Ela Mayatev, that's so, just for learning, to getting used to doing a malacha. It's a malacha of a Zay Chaza Umnesa, Bishabatev, someone's walking in the street, and sees an Umin, sees a carpenter building on Shabbos. The Gomar, when the person just learns by watching him build, he's learning how to build. His Hachinami de Mechayev, you want to tell me just for learning how to do it, he's Chayev. Like, what are you saying here? Just because he bangs his hand on the flat piece of metal, so he gets used to banging with a hammer, that's a malacha? He didn't do anything. He didn't create anything, though. What should be the malacha? Both Abaye and Rava say, Shekei meradadei tasei mishkon. In the mishkon, when they used to beat down the metal plates for the mishkon, they used to bang it down with a hammer. Oisin came. That they used to do this way. That means while they were banging down the metal to make it smooth, the hammer would get out of shape, and more the hammer would become bumpy. So you want to smooth out the hammer, you would knock the hammer down on a smooth piece of metal to smooth out the hammer. So that's like a type of a gemar malacha to the hammer. So the Maratani Nami Hochi, we have a Shulman Gamil Leimer, Af Hamaker Bakunis Halasad, and you take your hammer that has bumps on it and bang it down on a smooth piece of metal. Bishas Malacha, while you're working, is Chayiv. So that's a type of a Gemar Malacha, Makam Patish, that you're finishing up the hammer. Which just as a Chiddush, though, the Tanakama dings and say no. Since the hammer was already finished and usable, just now while you're using it, you get bumps on the top of the hammer. So you want to smooth out the bumps, that wouldn't be Makam Patish. Rav Shimon Leil says yes. Without now you're using it, and now it, you can't use it anymore because the front became not smooth, it has bumps. If you smooth out the bumps, that's again called Makam Patish. And he feels like the Brisa Shekein Mardadei Tase Mishkon Eisen Kein, because when they're doing working with the Mishkon to smooth out the metal pieces, they also used to beat the hammer on a smooth piece of metal to smooth out the hammer while they were working. Trashi Maimin Yodai Margilu Machavon Laako Haruya. Stamad, half minute was you get used to banging with a hammer. Limlocha makgadelo and makatana. Rather than the task of Mishkan, the Sefer Kroshim, Moisen Kane, makin gimol al tas, viyakas al sadden, three times they'd bang to smooth out the metal for the Mishkan, and then one time they would bang lahakla kakurnis to smooth out the hammer itself. Shlo yifkaya hatas, it shouldn't break or bust the tas. Shudak. I just saw that they're making matbeis in this place. Also, they did like this. After they finished banging a few times, they would bang one more time to smooth out the hammer itself. There's like the Mishnah. Ha-chirish kolshu. If you make a chirish, you plow on the kark on Shabbos, you chayef for a kolshu. Ha-menachish. V'ha-mekarsein v'ya-mezareh, there's also kolshu chayef. Even a little bit that you do, it's also chayef. Now, menachish means you're pulling out the bad roots. So it's made of a type of a zuriya, you're making the plant grow better. By pulling out the bad roots, hamenachish, you're making it grow better. V'yamakarsim zekrashi, koitzes anofim yveshim. Not the roots, but the branches. You have dried out branches on the tree, and you're pulling off the dried out branches, menilon lasaknoi, to make the tree grow better. So that's also malach of zuriya, you're making it grow better. V'yamazareid, Strashi Zadim means Lachem Chadoshim, Shoshana, even the new fresh branches that grow out. But you have too many of them. Shoshana Zu, Pomim Shem Rubim, there's too much. O Machishim Ilan, it makes the Ilan too heavy, it's going to die. O Mesiavshin, it'll make it dry up. The Kotzen Eisimimeno, mainly you cut off a lot of the new branches so the tree should grow well. So these are all ways of Mimisak in the tree. So it's type of a Zriya, Yechai for Kolshu. If you pick off eitzim, you rip off wood off the tree. Im lasakein kolshu. If you cover on for pulling off the branches, it's a masakein the tree. So it goes b'chal zriya yechayi for kolshu. Or bim lehesek, if you're pulling off the branches to use the wood to burn with, then how much wood are you chayi for pulling off? Kadei lavashu beit tekalam. And not enough wood to make a fire to cook a small chicken egg. Hamalakit asovim, if you're pulling off asovim grass, im lesakein kolshu, if you be mesakein to make the rest of it grow good, so even for kolshu it's bechal zriya. In lebehema, but if you're pulling off the grass so that the behema should eat it, kamol epiagdi, then you need the mouthful of a kid's mouthful. Trashi, im lesakein es ilon, oyasakarta vakotsu minamachuber, then you chai for kolshu kotsu bechal zriya. Mashenkin, if you're pulling off the branches to use it for burning, for wood, for fire, then to grow your strashim, you beit it on the girlish, Shekalihi levashim mekola beitim. You need in order to cook up a regular size of a nice chicken egg, that's the easiest egg to be cooked. So at the Gemara, lamai chazi. If you make a harisha, why you chayiv, what's a kol chazi for? What's a roi for? And the Gemara, lebizro de kro. You could put a seed, a pumpkin seed, in the small hole. The kavosa gabi mishkan shken roi laklak echod shel samonim. And the mishkan also, it was roi for a stalk that they used to use for vegetable diet to diet with. Kaita hamanachesh v'hamakarsim v'hamazarid. Ton rabbonim, ha'atoylish ulshim. Somebody puts out endives. Or else v'hamazarid zardin. You pull out these green shoots. Im lachil, if you're pulling it off to eat it, is kagregus. Then you need the shear to mechayev for kagregus, a shear achila. In the behemoth, if you're pulling off these endives or these greens for the behemoth eat, kamola piagdi. It's enough to pull off that you put a mouthful of a behemoth. In lehesek, if you're doing it to burn with, to make fire with, they lavasha beisakala. In leyafas as a karkov, the reason why you're pulling off these endives or these greens is to make the karkov look nice, then kol shein. Then it's chayev for kol shein as pechlal zriyim. For the Gemara, otto kulu loy leyafas as a karkov, no. Isn't all these things the mele making the karkov look nice? Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, the Armatavayo biagam shon. We're talking about nagam in a swamp where it doesn't make the swamp look nice anyway. Now, by your own name, I feel the same of the soda. The lava agam is talking about a regular karkov that doesn't make it look nice. But we're going to loy mechavin. By pulling off these greens, you're not mechavin to make it look nice. For the Gemara of Rabbi Rabbi Darma Tavai, the Moedim of Shimon of Sikresha, what do you mean you're not Mechavim? But of Sikresha, by pulling off these extra greens that are growing there, Lemaisi, you're making the karka look nice. It's a Chayy Mishum Zriya Mishum Torah Chayvish. The Molotzricha, the Kovit Biyara, the Chavrin. It's not in your karka, it's in somebody else's karka. So Rashi learns, Leichpas Le Liapis. So Mela, when is the psikresha chayiv? When you're nichle, when you want it to happen. But here, that you don't want it to happen, you don't care if it happens, why is it like a psikresha le nichle? Psikresha le nichle. We're holding the second mission in Daf Kuf Gimel. Ha-koiseiv shtei oisiyos. Somebody writes two oisiyos on Shabbos. Dein b'yemina, where they write it normal with his right hand, Poshet he's a righty. This is the chiddush. Even though he's a righty, if he writes it with his left hand, still he's chayv on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to ask the kasha, the churat should be a shinui, should be potter. Then he's shem mechad, but they write two oisiyos from the same shem. So Rashi means shteyam alfin. You write two aleph. Two aleph also you chayv. Then he's shtey shemus, whether it's like an aleph beis or a shin mem, then chit yichayv. Two different oisiyos, sometimes it means a name, avad yichayv. But the chiddush is just two aleph also yichayiv. You don't have to have a shame with it. Just two letters yichayiv. Vein mishtei samonius, it could even be two different type of inks. Trashi echod b'joy v'yachat v'sikru. One could be black and one could be red. Don't make a difference the colors. B'chol loshin, any type of a loshin you write also yichayiv on Shabbos. You write A B on Shabbos yos yichayiv. La'daf has to be aleph beis. Even A B is also yichayiv. Chayiv. Omer Rav Yosi lechayiv v'yishtei oisius elme mishum roshim. Yosef says even a chumrah. That we say yechayiv for two oisiyos, you write two aleph. The chumrah means nothing. So why yechayiv for two aleph? Says the ikachiv is mishum roshim. Just making a scratch, making a sign that you could know that in the Mishkan Moshe, what they did was, and they had the kroshim, the boards, they used to make like an X here, and an X right next to the next board, to know these two boards go together. So the roshim alone, that was a double course for the did in the Mishkan. So even two oisiyos, the ikachiv is, it's not worse than a roshim. Just making a mark to know what's there. Shrashim ishim roshim. Simin, that's all, just a simin. Shohoyu oisim bekar sheha mishkan, did with the boards of the Mishkan. Bevnei shem esharpion oisoi, they used to put them down, ukeshi kaimu, and they put it up again, lo yichalfu seder kroshim, they didn't want to mix up the seder. So they had to know which board belongs next to the next board, so they made a type of roshim. Yosef Reb Yosef Lemeimer, the afilu lekosev ala roshim shtei rishimes ba'almo lesimin chayiv. His chiddush is, you don't even have to write two alephs to be chayiv. If you write two circles, and it's a simin for you, you chayiv for that on Shabbos. Any two simonim you write, you chayiv on Shabbos. Lechayiv shtei oisus ala mishum roshim. Shekach kois fin akar sheha mishkun. That's what they did by the Mishkan. They used to put a simin on two boards, one next to another, to know these two go next to one another. Later, Eze ben Zugay, which board belongs next to the next board in the Mishkan. Omer Rav Yehuda, Metzinu Shein Koton Mishein Godel. This is the Yehuda's Chiddush. And in the case where you had Das to write a big Shein, you had Das to write the word Shimon. And instead of writing Shimon, you just wrote Shin Nem, the first two Oisiyos, also Yechayiv.
Why? Because mitzinu shem katim shem gadol. A small shem means something since it's part of the big one. In other words, shem mishimin umishmuel. If you had asked to write the word shmuel and you wrote just shin men, yichayiv, because shin men means something. Or else noyach mi nocher. You had asked to write the word nocher and you only wrote the nun chet, yichayiv, because it means something. Dan mi daniel. God mi gadil. Hey, this is the chiddush. Even though the ratio of the Mishnah says when you write two oisios, any two oisios yichayiv, even two alis, that's when you go to write just two. But here the person had asked to write the word shimon. He had asked to write the whole word. And it came out after he wrote the Shin Mem, he stopped writing for some reason. So it's a Chiddush Yechayiv here also, even though this wasn't your Machshava, but Yechayiv. So in such a case, the first two words you write has to have some meaning to it by itself. That's why Yoni Chayiv with Shin Mem would mean Shem, or else God, or else Don, or else Noyach. Trashi, Matsinu Shem Kotin. Ho'osel Hashminu Reb Yehuda, Diyaf Agab Dil Shaloi Nigma Malachtoi, Shem Eskav Nechtev Tev Gebelo, because of Niksah. If you had asked here to write the big word, to write the word Shimon, and now when you wrote Shin Mem, for some reason you stopped, still Yechai, even though you weren't Mekayim Machshavtoin, but since these two oisiyos mean something, Yechai. So the more, Bishleim ha'ayimin l'chayiv mishum derech siva. Bishleim the Mishnah says, for Yemin Yechayiv, it's good, that's a derech siva, the Yemin. Yemin is derech siva, it's very good. Elo Smoel Amai, who ain't derech siva b'kach. Why does the Mishnah say if you write with your left hand? Yechayiv, of course, not a derech to write with your left hand. You're a righty, so shavlay v'shin, you should be potim midiraisa. Should only be asim midirabonan. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah b'yitayad. I tell you, the Mishnah is talking about a lefty, a guy that's an itayad uses his other hand, his left hand. That's why it's chayiv. B'yitayad shonim. For the mother, that's also shver. For to have a smoel b'day kiyamin dekulu yalma. So it's good. His left hand is like everybody's right hand. So when he writes with left hand, he's chayiv. So it's good why he's chayiv on his left hand. But the kashrut is the Mishnah says he chayiv whether you write with your right or with your left. So if the person's a lefty, he should be potter with his right hand. Because for him, his right hand is shleik kederech. So it's still shreya the Mishnah. How does the Mishnah say you chayiv if you write zay with your right, zay with your left, monoshoch. Whatever you are, the other hand is shleik kederech. Elo Ram Rabbi, the territory, Bishela Pishta Yod. We're talking about a person, the Mishnah, that could write with two hands. So that the Mishnah is saying, whichever hand he writes with, he's chayiv. Says not such a big Kiddush then. Nechur Pshita. After you think that the two hands go forward, one hand is better than the other hand, Kamash Mlon, Abi, he could write with both hands. Either hand he writes with, he's chayiv. That's one territory. Rabbi Yaakov Brei Debas Yaakov Omar, Homani Rabbi Yosi. I tell you, our whole ratio goes according to Rabbi Yosi. The Omar, Loichayv Ushtayosi Yaselim Mishum Roshim. Rabbi Yosi said, that the Mishnah says in right two Oisiyas, two Alas Yichayv, is not Pshat that has to be a Choshev Iksiva of an Aleph Aleph. No, it's enough just to make a circle, just to make a check. If you make two checks, two Simonim, Yichayv for two Simonim. So, Mel, just to write a check or a Simon, even with your left hand, you'd also pass to make a Simon. If you have to write a good Ois to read it, then if you're righty, you don't write with your left hand. That's called a shinui. If you're just making a mark, just to remember something, even if you use your left hand, it's also good to make a mark. So the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. The Fred Gemara. Well, me the Sefer Rabbi Yosi he Reish Alav Rabbi Yosi. Since the Sefer, the next part of the Mishnah says Rabbi Yosi Yomal Lechayv Shdiyos Elu Mishum Reishim Mashma the Reish is not according to Rabbi Yosi. Mashma the Reish means you only chayv if you make a choshiva ksiva of two oisiyos. Then we have a good kash. If you write with your left hand, it's not called a choshiva ksiva. And for the Gemara, Kula Rabbi Yosi, not shver. The whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Is that at the beginning of the Mishnah says if you write with your right or left hand, Yechayiv, it's only according to Rabbi Yosi. That says you don't have to write a choshev ksiva that you could read it. Then you have to write only with your right hand. He also Yechayiv even to write two checks or two X's or two circles. Abi, you're making a simin, Yechayiv. So if you write with your left hand, Avad, you can make a simin with your right hand, so it doesn't blab a shinu. That's why Yechayiv. Right. Om Rabbi Yehuda. And we pass on Rabbi Yosi. Sefer Nechama, you'll be chayiv even writing with your left hand. Om Rabbi Yehuda Matzino. Yehuda says now another chiddush that in the case where you had asked to write a big word, you wanted to write the word Shimon, and after you get finished writing Shin Mem, you stop. You're also chayiv. Why? Because what you wrote Shin Mem has some meaning to it. So tomorrow, Ela Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Oisi Ois, Sehain shnei shem moisud mechayim. The chur yoni chayim where these first two letters mean something, like shin mem. Or b'shtei oisiyos sehain shem echad. If you wrote two oisiyos that mean the same thing, loy mechayim, you would not be chayim. If you wrote two aleph, then you wouldn't be chayim. Rashi, for days oisiyos sehain shem echad could go in sheish mishayshach. You had asked to write the word sheishach. Instead of writing sheishach, he wrote the word sheish. Oitas mi tasnon, oitach mi tatchaim, loy mechayim. The loy nokad of Yudah chad mehanach. Why didn't he say such a chiddush? That even the first she wrote was two shins, or two tufts, or two cheses. Why didn't he say that's yichayiv? Mash would then you be potter. The only chayiv of the first two oisis he wrote were two different, like shimoin, and he wrote the first shin mem. So since shin mem is shin is one and mem is another thing, then yichayiv. But if you would have wrote two cheses, you'd be potter. For the more of a time, you'd go to another verse, not like that. The pasuk says, we also achas. You have to do one malocha. So achas at Rashi, kulu b'mashma. For this pasuk alone is mashma, you only chayiv if you do a whole malocha, which would mean if you had asked to write the word shimin, you'd only be chayiv if you write the whole word shimin. Yocholach yichdu kol hashem, I would think from the word achas, for yos achas, means you have to write the whole word shimin, v'yad shiyara kol habegin. Or else when you go to weave a beggar on Shabbos, maybe you only chayiv if you weave the whole beggar. V'yad shiyasa kol anapo, until you make the whole napa is a type of a sieve. Until you make the whole sieve, the Rashi, until you make the whole sieve, that's also a type of weaving, like you weave a basket, you make a sieve. It's Talmud loyme meyachas. The pasuk says v'yosa meyachas. Doesn't say the word achas, it says an extra mem, meyachas. So meyachas means even part of the malacha, a part of the malacha yichayiv for. For the mori meyachas, if from the word meyachas, part of the malacha, yochel afil lekosev alois achas, even if you only wrote one ois, as you wanted to write the word shimin, and you only wrote the word shin, so for shin maybe yosef chayiv, because that's called meyachas, you did a little bit of the malacha, or else for yore gelachut echad, you only wove one string, for yosel avayis echad benapa, when you're making this napa, making the sieve, there are two batim to hold it in place. So maybe if you only make one bias, also yichayiv. Much say when you see the shiur this Tuesday, you understand this a little bit better. Let's see Rashi a little bit. Says bias echad v'napa liyachas shehistich nitzorim shoshesi. The way you weave is always first you put strings going straight up. The oiser b'arigas oriv. Then you make the second row of strings going in and out across. So here, neitzer echad milmati, you make one, if you put the, like to make this basket, you put the strings going up, now on the bottom, first you do one row on the bottom, and one row on top to go across. Is neitzer echad milmata, v'yechad milmala, one row goes across on bottom, and one on top. V'heim kruyim batim, that's called like houses that hold it in place. V'heim oinvim, that's like a loops, es ha-shesi, kiderech l'chibosoi, that holds the shesi, the strings going up in place. V'yoymed ho'orig, it holds there, now you could weave with it. Obeis echad hoyu miskayim. With one will be mekayim. Umishum dlav chutin in usak kol shirin korolu bayis. Kamoi botanirin. Shein la botanirin achem. There's no other botanirin. The botanirin in the weaving is also something that holds the string in place. Mishem will see the machine, you'll see exactly where the botanirin are. But I would think, what's making one yichayiv? Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says no.